Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Derby's over. Next is Bayern. And, we need to carry the momentum that we left or finished the game with against Spurs, and bring that momentum into the game against Bayern, because it's just about having more of the same in terms of our attacking intent, our defensive solidity. For the most part, we have to remember that last game was a derby, and in a derby you expect crazy things to happen, and that's what Richarlison's goal was, really. It's just a mistake by Zubimendi. He held the ball for a second longer than he needed to, and then unfortunately he was punished for it. That doesn't happen often with us specifically. Spurs did score a goal like that in pre-season, I remember. So we do need to watch how aggressive we are in terms of Raya and his positioning. But look, it was a freak goal, and at the end of the day we won the game, and that's the most important thing. And I think going in I felt confident. I didn't really think they would come with intent to play football, and that's exactly what happened. They were very negative. They didn't really want to win the game. They just wanted to minimise the goals that they conceded, and I think that's just it, really. So as I said on the previous podcast, there's a difference between us and them. There's a whole culture that needs to be changed there. This is the history of Tottenham. And it's as simple as that, really. They were annihilated, demolished, destroyed. I could go on and on and on. But I feel like that's giving them too much importance. I think the last game was about us, about our intent to win the game. And it's just as simple as that. Eze turned up, hat-trick, first hat-trick from an Arsenal player since 1978. Left foot, right foot. that guy, he doesn't stop. He's a great player. There's a lot to come from him. And he's had his first big moment, I would say. Well, saying that, the Crystal Palace winner was, I would say, maybe the first big moment, because, it's his former club. It's the nature of the goal. So this guy is going to be very important for us. I can tell you that. Now on to Bayern. It's going to be a tough game, no doubt. They are top of the Bundesliga. When aren't they top of the Bundesliga? So I don't know how much you can read into that. They're coming to England. They're coming to the Emirates. We haven't lost at home, so it's going to be a tough game for them. They're going to have to play at their maximum and more, I might add, because we're just formidable at home, or we have been this season. They've got good players. There's no doubt about that. Elise, Kane, Sane, Gnabry, or Gnabry. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. I'm pretty sure I got it right, but you get my point. And I just feel like, we're just looking very steely, very cold, very calculated in the way that we're going about games. I don't see much emotion. I think Sunday was the first time I see emotion from my team. Rice going in on Simmons randomly, seemingly, just to sort of rile them up. And I think when a team's cold like that and just very calculated with the way that they play their football, like City have been for several years. I think they're very, that's a very hard football team to stop. And you have to remember, we're at home. We're just coming off the back of a huge win. The fans will be expectant. The players will be expectant. So I look at Bayern, I respect them. I've named the players that can cause us problems, and there's probably more. But at the end of the day, I look at us first and foremost, and I think for anyone to beat us, they've got to really, really... Actually, you know what? It's not even about the other team. It's for us to give them a goal. It's for us to make a mistake. We saw it on Sunday, right? We don't concede goals. We don't give teams chances like that. It's just not how we are. It's not in our personality as a team right now, this season of recent. Yeah. So that's my point. And I am rightly so going into this game extremely, I'm not going to say extremely confident, but confident, right? But look, football is football, and anything can happen, as we all know. But as most fans are saying, we are rightly very optimistic about our chances against Bayern. And after Bayern, it's Chelsea. There's no doubt Chelsea is a bigger game. If you ask me what I want, the league or the Champions League, it's the league, and I'll say the league in a heartbeat. So there's also that to bear in mind. Arteta will make changes. I'm not sure how many changes, or I'm pretty sure he won't make too many changes, because at the end of the day, the Premier League is our bread and butter, and we have to be ready for that. So, look, it will be a tough game. We're coming off the back of a good win, and I wish the players the best, and up the Arsenal.